Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Well, if you've ever met me in person, you'll know that I love talking about the voice of the Master Ministry. And I've also recently had some very enjoyable conversations with our listening family talking about how the signal gets to their radio, essentially, at different station locations. One of the questions that's been asked a lot was also brought up to me, too, and that was, why does the signal sometimes seem to fade out at different times of the day, especially in the summer? Now, as we're starting to approach those summer months, I thought this was a good topic to talk about. Well, that depends on several factors. It mostly depends on where you listen. Now, it can happen anywhere, but it's most likely to happen if you listen to us on one of our translator or repeater stations. You see, those stations take our 102.7 signal and rebroadcast it on another frequency. For example, we'll use our Oshkosh 101.5 translator, for example. In Oshkosh or in Green Bay, same thing, there's a receive antenna pointed at our tower here in Surrey. It picks up the signal of 102.7, just like some of you might be doing at home. The signal goes into a special receiver and then directly into a different transmitter that boosts or rebroadcasts the signal on a different frequency, like 101.5. Now, at certain times, that signal that's coming into the receiver on 102.7 that usually comes in crystal clear and can be essentially hijacked by another signal that is carried by our very atmosphere much further than it usually does. Now, when that happens, it can override, again, hijack the normal signal, cause it to sound noisy, or even completely override it with something other than the voice of the Master. And when that happens, that's usually when I get those calls from our listening family asking the familiar question, what happened to our signal? Well, unfortunately, there's not much we can do to overcome atmospheric physics that allow that to happen in the first place. It usually only lasts for a few minutes and clears up by itself. However, I am looking into new ways to feed our audio signal to our translator repeater stations in a different way, such as over the internet, where the audio wouldn't be subject to those atmospheric physics I mentioned. But as of now, there are very specific rules that the FCC requires of us to follow. That includes using the over-the-air signal to feed translators. But there are some proposals to change those rules. So I would covet your prayers that God would move on the FCC to change the rules and would allow us to use the internet, for example, in the future. Now, if you have any questions about this, feel free to give me a call here at the radio station. I'll be happy to give you more detail than I have time to do here today. Thank you so much for joining us on The Manager's Desk. As always, on behalf of Healing Manager Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.